Robinhood Radio presents Agriculture from Turkana Farms. Here's Peter Davies.
We have a whole new year ahead, 2018, for us to create memories. Yes, I know that memories are meant to be looked back on, but I thought I would strike a new year optimistic note by looking forward to new memories. And besides, here at the farm, there are very good reasons for not wanting to look back at some old memories. One such old memory, some of you will remember, happened well over a year ago during the presidential campaign season when I went out to our vegetable garden one beautiful sunny summer day to find, to my consternation, a high wall running through it. A wall, and our vegetables segregated with all the obviously European vegetables on one side of the wall, and vegetables such as jalapeno peppers, Mexican sour gherkins, poblano peppers, and lima beans restricted to the other. Controlling this garden organization, I discovered, was a rampant, aggressive, huge orange pumpkin vine, a plant I do not remember planting, that seemed to be invasively spreading everywhere, its tendrils grasping at everything in its path. Well, as I soon learned, it was all actually a bad dream, and I woke up. But bad dreams, I would argue, are also memories, and this one is not only a bad memory, but also, as we can now see all too plainly, a dismal prophecy to boot. But to turn to the hopeful future, just as I'm beginning to imagine all the beautiful memories to come in 2018, a new bad memory seems to be forming that threatens to cloud this pristine new year at the farm. You will remember that in Mark's last bulletin, he mentioned the censorship being enforced at the Trump administration's Center for Disease Control, whereby its staff is now forbidden from using the following terms: vulnerable, fetus, transgender, diversity, entitlement, evidence-based, and science-based. This, my friends, has actually happened here in the land of the free, and does not seem to have created much of a stir. Well, dear friends, I have more bad news. I have just come back from the mailbox where I found a letter sent out to all farms, to the farms of the homeland, it says, from Sunny Purdue of the United States Department of Agriculture, proclaiming, quote, that the following terms are, as of January 15th, no longer permitted in any farm promotions, newspaper interviews, essays, guidelines, or conversations. These include organic, sustainable, natural, local, humane, fresh, nutritious, family farm, pesticide-free, herbicide-free, castration, artificial insemination, testicles, and sperm. Well, these restrictions create real challenges in communication that make farming even more difficult than it already is. As I see it, a glossary is going to be necessary if we are to circumvent some of these prohibitions and be able to communicate. For example, castration will, in future correspondence, be known as ouchie. Testicles will be referred to as dingle dangles, and sperm will be referred to as sticky stuff. Artificial insemination will be referred to as godly way. So using this glossary, you will be able to readily translate with no difficulty the following. At Turkana Farms, as near after their birth as possible, we will do ouchies on our ramblings, dingle dangles, to prevent the production of sticky stuff, meaning we will have to do the godly way on our ewes. Or how about this for other forbidden words? Organic will be referred to as godly, sustainable as everlasting, natural as God-given, local as nearer to God, humane as godlike. This means we will be able to describe the farm in the following way. Turkana Farms is godly, everlasting, God-given, nearer to God, and godlike. Now, with a farm motto like that, how can you in all conscience not buy our products? And if you do, and only if you do, a happy new year to you and yours. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Turkana Farm, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Turkana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours of Turkey for small groups, which he calls an insider's view of Turkey. And his third hat is Turkana Gallery of Old and Antique Kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website? TurkanaFarms.com. Their email, farm@TurkanaFarms.com, or 518-537-3815.